So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf taught that Rabbi Eliezer derives Pesach Benoilad, a neder may be removed through a Pesach that did not exist at the time of the neder, from the Shvuah that Moshe Rabbeinu made to his father-in-law Yisro, that he will not leave Midian. However, when the time came for Moshe to return to Mitzrayim, Hashem said to him, Leich Shuv Mitzrayim Ki Meisu Kol Anoshim HaMavakshim Es Navshecha. Go back to Mitzrayim, because the people, Dosim Avim, who wanted to kill you, already died. This Pesach is Noilad, because they only died after Moshe made the Shvuah, which proves that a neder can be nullified even through a Pesach of Noilad. The Gemara continues with another halacha that is derived from Shvuas Moshe. Tanya, Hamodur Hanam Mechaveiroi Eimatiran Loi El Bafanov. If someone made a neder in which he prohibited benefits from his friend, it can only be nullified in his friend's presence. As we see from the Pasuk, Bayomer Shem Al Moshe B'Midyan, Leich Shuv Mitzrayim Ki Meisu Kol Anoshim U'Gaymer. Amar Loi B'Midyan Nedarta Leich V'Hatad Nidrucha B'Midyan. Hashem told Moshe, since your neder was made to Yisra in Midyan, you must nullify your neder in Yisra's presence in Midyan. The Ran cites in Yerushalmi that there is a machlekes regarding the reason for Eimatirin Lo'el B'Fonov. One opinion holds, Nehabusha, as the Ran explains, Shahaneder Hoyulahana Asai, Ba'achshav Reitzel Lahatiroi, to cause embarrassment to the neder that he wants to nullify a neder that he made for his friend's benefit. The other opinion holds, Nehachashad, as the Ran explains, Shachaveri Yechashdenu Sho'iv Al Nidroi, his friend, if not aware of the Hatara, may suspect him of violating the neder. The Ran makes two distinctions between these reasons. The first reason, Nehabusha, applies only where the neder was Lahanos Chavere, while the second reason, Nehachashad, applies even where the neder was Shaloy Lahanos Chavere. The second reason, Nehachashad, can be eliminated by notifying the friend after the Hatara, while the first reason, Nehabusha, requires the actual Hatara to be in the presence of the friend. Zok the Mishnah, Rimeir Oimer, Yesh Devar Mishain Kinoilid Ve'einan Kinoilid Ve'ein Chachamim Oidim Loi. Rimeir says that a neder may be nullified through a matter that is not a noilid, even though it appears to be noilid. The Chacham say that a neder may not be nullified through this matter. And the Mishnah elaborates, Ketzad, Amar Kain Mishani Noi says, Polainis Shavira, Amru Loi Meis Oishasu Tshuva. Someone made a neder that he will not marry this woman, because our father is wicked, and our father subsequently died, or he did tshuva. Or as in the case of Kain L'bayi Zeh Sh'ani Nechnes Sh'akelav Rab, B'toichoy, Oish HaNochesh B'toichoy, Amr Loi, Meis HaKelav, Oish HaNerag HaNochesh. He made a neder that he will not enter this house because there is a wild dog or snake inside, and he was subsequently told that the dog or snake are dead. HaRehen K'Noilid V'Einu K'Noilid. Rimei holds that this is not Noilid, and the neder is void, because as Rav Huna explains, this is considered a neder with a tnai, a stipulation, which nullifies the neder even without a heter chacham. As the Ran explains, the neder meant for the neder to be effective only while her father is wicked. However, the chacham disagree and hold harehin k'noilid. All these cases are considered noilid and the neder is effective because a nasa k'toyle nidr b'davar. It is not considered a neder with a tanai. As per the Gemara, the Ran explains that even according to a mayor, we say nasa gatoyle nidra bedaver. It's considered a neder with a tanai only in the cases of our Mishnah, Shavir Ra, and so on, because Adam Ra also lasa tshuva olamas. It's common for a wicked person to do tshuva or die. Therefore, he meant it as a tanai since it's something that can be anticipated. However, ein nasa k'toyle nidra b'davar, it's not considered a neder, with a tanai in the case of the Mishnah Dav Samach Vav, in which he specifies that he will not marry plainness ku'ura, that unattractive woman. The neder is effective, even if nasa's nah, she became attractive, because she'en asur li'is nah. It's not expected for an ugly woman to become pretty. Therefore, he made the neder unconditionally. Zak the Mishnah v'oidam r'meyur, poisach lo'im na'kosav shabbat tayram. A neder can be nullified through a Pesach of a mitzvah. For example, someone made a neder to prohibit his friend to benefit from him. V'oimrin loy, ilu ha'yisi yideh shata oiver. Bezen asks the neder, would you have made the neder had you known that by making this neder you will transgress the isurim of leisikim va'al leisiter, not to take revenge and not to bear animosity, and va'al leisisna sechichibo vavecha, not to hate your brother, and that you will fail to fulfill the mitzvahs of avtrecha kamaycha, to love your friend as yourself, and v'chayachichei mach, shehu ani ve'inat yoch lefarnasai, the mitzvah to support your brother and the mother is poor, and you cannot help support him? Amar, ilo ha'yisi yedeh shehu kein, lo ha'yisi neider, hareza muter. If the neider says that he would not have made the neder had he known all this, the chacha may be mater neder based on this Pesach. Zark the Mishnah, ha'yisken la'adam b'ksubas ishtai. A neder can be nullified through a Pesach of a ksuba payment, as in the following incident. U'maisa be'echad she'nader me'ishtai hana, v'haisa ksubasa tof dinar. Someone made a neder to prohibit benefits from his wife, and she had a ksuba of 400 dinar. U'bolofnei Rebbe Kiva v'chayv alitin la ksuba. He came to Rebbe Kiva, who compelled him to divorce his wife and pay her ksuba. Amaloi Rebbe, ches meis dinar and hiniach abba. Notel achi dal meis, v'ani dal meis. The neider said, Rebbe, my father left an inheritance of 800 dinar, which I split with my brother, and we each took 400 dinar. Therefore, it's only fair that we split my share, in which my wife takes 200 and I get to keep 200. Rebbe Kiva said, you must pay her complete kesuba, even if you're forced to sell all your assets, including the hair on your head. The neder said, I would not have made the neder had I known that I would have to pay her large kesuba, upon which Rebbe Kiva nullified the neder, and they remained happily married.